patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
Zora Stevenson, I wonder when she will become a G League head coach. Have the Bucks offered her the position yet?
Why can't she go all the way to the top? Might as well be an NBA.
No, I think Zora would have to coach.
Are you going
to
start her small?
Job she's going to go for. Good afternoon, Zora.
This is wild. This is how we're starting.
That's right. Have you been offered? Hold on. My questions. Please.
Zora, no hellos, no anything.
Right to
you. Are you going
to
be a head coach?
Have you been offered the position as G League head coach for the Milwaukee Bucks? Yes or no?
No, because I was aiming for head coach in the NBA.
Hold on. I'll get to that. I'll get to that. If they offered you the position, would you take it?
Oh, so many hypotheticals.
Whoa, little pause there.
Do you want to be a coach or not?
I do, but my goodness, I need
there you go.
The deal. How long is it? What are we paying?
You want to be a coach. You're going to just take it.
If I will ask again, your pause is enough of an answer for me, but I'll still ask it again.
Stop acting like you
will
have to think about it, Zora.
You take the job as G League head coach?
I'm her agent.
Offer.
Yes, she's taking it.
She's taking it?
Yes.
Maybe.
No,
maybe.
She's taking it. She'll be there Monday.
I'm taking it? I might.
There we go. I'm your agent. You're taking it right now.
Should I contact the Bucks' important peeps and tell them that I believe, if offered, Zora would take the job as G League head coach? Because I think if owners
do it, so I can see you be ignored. That's the only reason I want to see it.
I think if the owners knew that, she would be the head coach in the G League within 2 years.
They're listening, so they know now.
They don't listen to the show.
Craig is part
of the current G League head coach.
No, not the fake owners that have invested.
What are you talking about, the fake owners?
That's what I said. Fake owners. They have no important. They have no input.
They still have a mouth.
No, they have no input.
They can relay a message.
No, they know they have no input.
Back up.
What?
The owners have a lot of input.
I mean, the legitimate big four, yes. The other owners have no input. They have accepted the fact
about the minority owners.
They've been told they have no input.
You talking about like Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, exactly.
He can say something.
I have as much
doesn't
import.
Mean listen.
I have as
but
much.
But you
import.
Just want knowledge passed.
Yeah.
Or information, I should say, passed.
They can
do that.
This is the most important thing.
What's the most important
thing?
Okay,
Zora. Are you okay? Are you okay with me informing important Bucks people that you would be interested in the G League head coach if offered?
Oh, just because I don't think you'll do it, sure. That's my answer.
Hell yes, I'm doing
it. You won't do anything.
I'm making the call tomorrow.
Just like he hasn't rapped on
he has not.
Now the rap is coming later today.
Oh, whatever. You got 40. You got 45 minutes. Not
fine,
even.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, whatever.
It doesn't take
ain't
that
no
long.
Rap coming.
Yes, rap coming
not,
today.
No, ain't no
I
rap coming.
I delayed from yesterday because of the Packers' loss to the Lions. I'm ready to go.
Oh, you needed a day. You needed a day of
no, because I did. It was not fair to the audience. I don't give a damn about me doing stupid rap. But that
they do care. Trust me.
I never thought that I'd be so caught up in this guy. Why does this little green baby get me so mesmerized? I don't know why he's so cute. I think that I might die. Is that not what I'm doing? Yes or no? It's there.
That you're just reading, by the way. But okay.
That's the best. What? Like it's gonna be better when I do it with the music? I'm only that
you
good
to
because
actually,
Tony helped me.
Yeah, you have to rap it. You're just reading it
He's so cute, I think that I might die. His ear could poke me in the eye, but I don't think I'd mind. He can just sit there peaceful like my heart is sore. He got lucky with his little baby Mandalorian, and I know he's got the Force. How's that? Because that's what it's going to be. How bad is
Did
that?
Did you
story?
Write that? Or?
No, I've
no,
got
no,
the
that's,
words.
That's the he Baby Yoda song.
It's a Baby Yoda song done by Chewy Cat or whatever it is. Yeah, Chewy Cat.
Oh.
It's from Star Wars.
You got to.
I think he's supposed to spit bars.
No, he's supposed to spit the bars that are already been spit.
Now you're complaining
he's trying
about
to rap.
What I'm doing.
He's just reading right now. So
yes, that's how I would rap.
You're just. That's not how you rap. There has to be a cadence to your rap.
Wait.
The same. It has to mirror the song.
I never thought I'd be so caught up in this guy. Why does this little green baby got me so mesmerized?
That's better.
Is it better?
That's better
Tony, if I told Homer he needed more sauce, What do you
have? No idea what that is.
I go get some Masterpiece barbecue sauce. Right.
I got some tartar sauce in my bag here for you.
No, I think a barbecue sauce.
Yeah, he needs a whole lot more. But
first,
I don't care how good he is. I just want to make sure you're not reading it and you have some actual cadence.
Let's get back to the Bucks and the impressive come from behind. Made all kinds of threes at the end of the game. That's what it came down to, right?
Yes. Joe Ingles, 5 threes. And what I liked about those is
tell the Hall of Famer who else made two huge threes in the fourth late in the game. Grayson who?
Allen. Yeah.
They don't win that game without his shot.
Please.
Tell him, Zora, Bucks do not win the game without Grayson
Allen's
threes. Oh, now a lot
of
people can.
The last time the Bucks were in the Garden, Grayson Allen hit the game winner. Where else were we? Toronto. Grayson Allen hits the go-ahead bucket.
Tell him, Zora.
What I like, though, is Drew Holiday was like 2 for 13 from the field. 2 for 12. 3 for 12. 3 for 12 is the
I don't care if he's 0 for 20. The ball in his hands with the game on the line, I'm comfortable.
Yes. And he's comfortable. That fourth quarter, I felt the Bucks again.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like I saw the ball moving. And the Bucks are great when someone else gets hot. It doesn't matter who, but outside of Giannis, when someone else, that's when the Bucks are great. Because everybody expects, like, Giannis is going to do what he does. But when someone else gets hot, this team is so hard to compete with. So hard. So it was really cool to watch. 17-point comeback. Largest comeback of the season. I don't want to say they needed it, but it was certainly welcome.
We both know what they need.
What, Chris Middleton?
Yeah, they're not winning diddly squat without a healthy Chris Middleton. I mean, that's...
He'll be back.
What? I know. Well, that's
diddly?
They're not winning diddly squat without a healthy Chris Middleton.
I mean, what's diddly?
They couldn't win a first-round series?
What?
I think they could.
I don't care.
Oh.
There's only one standard for the Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks with Giannis, they got one standard. There's only one standard. Championship. Can they win a championship without a healthy Chris Middleton?
Really hard. I never say never.
I know you're so
But Chris
positive.
Just gives
Go never ahead. Never say never. You know what that is?
Go tell him.
That's anything can happen.
That's what you say when it probably won't.
I want to. Anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Yes, Chris is a huge, huge part of this team, and he is missed, especially offensively. I don't want to take away from what he does defensively. They've been able, especially with the way Brooks playing defensively. I think they're good, but offensively, we miss him. We miss him.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you got Grayson Allen.
He's working.
What do you mean?
That was mean. You apologized as well. That was mean. Go ahead.
Hey, you're all this bragging on Grayson Allen. Now all of a sudden we miss Chris. We miss Chris. Why? You got Grayson Allen.
He's no Chris Middleton.
We miss Chris no matter who's doing what.
The question is, where does Grayson Allen rank on the team? He's not up there with Chris Middleton.
Oh my goodness.
What number of importance is Grayson Allen? Where is he? 5? 6?
What?
Okay, we know who the top 4 are, right?
Top 5.
I only know who the top 1 is. That's Giannis.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Giannis is 1.
Well, who's next? Who's next, Zara?
Drew. Yeah.
Oh, that's healthy right now. Okay, yep.
Yeah. Middleton's 3.
Chris.
Okay.
Brooke.
Mm-hmm. 5.
I hate this value stuff.
I hate this value stuff.
We're not holding you responsible. We'll put it on Twitter, what you say. But other than that, no one will know.
Okay. Everyone is important.
Right.
Right now, Bobby off the bench, double-double, is pretty darn impactful.
No, easy. He's 5. That's as easy as the top 4. Come on, they're doing nothing if Bobby Portis isn't 5. Now we need your professionalism.
This is like, I know you all know I toe the line with everything, but this is my true opinion. I think it depends game to game.
All right, fine.
Because you could argue one night it's Pat's night.
Okay.
One night is Grayson's night. One night is Joe's night. Love a Javon Carter night. Marjan.
No, they're not. He's not up there with him. He's not going to be up there in the playoffs. Come on.
Bochamp.
They really like him.
I understand they really like him. You think he's going to be equal to them in the playoffs? Come on. No.
I like him, too.
I do, too.
Okay, well, when Chris comes back, wait, let's back up. Because when Chris comes back, that means Pat is bumped back to being bench mob captain.
Yeah. Well, we got Portis at 5.
Bump him back.
Now you set at 6. It's a tie. Connaughton?
No, well, I'm just thinking rotation in the playoffs. So that means you've got Pat, Joe, right. Bobby. Yeah. I mean, I don't see Bud playing 10 people in the playoffs.
All right. But, I mean, Bobby's 5. I don't care anything else. Bobby is 5. I don't care who starts.
I got Bobby at 4 over Lopez.
Really?
Bobby's up there.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait.
I don't. Wait. No.
That's just me.
I know.
That's just me.
We got it.
Okay, so
now the tiebreaker is Zora.
Brooke.
The tiebreaker is Zora. Who's at 4? The tiebreaker is at 4. I say Lopez. The Hall of Famer says
Portis at 4.
Lopez 5. And now, what are you? Who is 4 for you, Zora? You're the tiebreaker, if you agree with me. Who's 4, Lopez or Portis?
The guy who should be the defensive player of the year. But
that's low.
He also
whatever Zora.
But
oh, whatever.
Also the potential sixth man of the year, who is doing what he does off the bench. I think it all works all together. But what Brooke's doing this year is pretty phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, we all agree they're the top 5. None of us is disagreeing with that, right? They're the top 5. Doesn't matter who starts. Portis is number 5. He's a starter, though he doesn't start. At six, we have a tie. Pat, Joe, Grayson. Aren't those the 3 tied at 6?
All like key role players.
Yeah.
Which is an important thing on a championship contender.
Of course.
Because those are the, like, okay, those names you just said are the guys that, like, actually matter a ton because that's what tips, like, any given game.
Only you if the top 5 play like the top 5. If they don't play at their level, doesn't matter what the rest of the
I mean, that's a given. Your stars got to be stars. We know that.
Correct.
Right. Right. So that's why it's like, yo, you need a Pat game. You need a Joe game. You need a Grayson game.
Yep.
Javon hasn't had a game in a while.
I personally do not need a Pat game, but go ahead.
I love the Pat. You don't like the catch high, keep high? You know those?
Not unless you're Klay Thompson.
That shot's hard. Everybody go out next time you're getting shots up. Well, try to catch
where
it
is Carter? Zora, there's no extra points for difficulty. This is not diving.
Is Carter even with the tie for 6th or not? Or is that
Devon Carter
too
is too high.
That's too high?
Yeah. I would put him with Pat, Grayson, and Joe. I would.
Would you?
I'd put him above Pat and...
Oh, my goodness.
Probably above Grayson, too. Matter of fact, I'm designating both of them to the G League right now.
Yo, you're nuts. You're nuts.
If Zora was the, was so Zora was their coach,
that's me. You can do what you want to do.
Hold on, if Zora was their coach at G League, could she make them good enough?
She can have them.
No, that you would put them back up with the Bucks.
No, I would say Zora, take these 2.
There's nothing she could do to make them better to get them on the team if you were in charge.
Is Tony the GM or is he the Bucks head coach?
No, he's the GM. It's saying whatever. I think if they went down to the G League, but with Zora's coaching, she could get them good enough that Tony would want them back on the Bucks.
They're very good players. Both of them
being part of this.
Both of them are good players. I didn't say they're not good players.
Crazy.
So before Zora. Is it good enough that I call the general manager of the Milwaukee Bucks?
I just don't like.
But I'm back to. I got. I
don't like
I
Pat. I don't like Pat for my team. He's a good player.
All right.
I don't like Grayson because of his attitude
issues. All right. Now the question is, Tony.
Wait, can I vouch? Because I'm around the guy every day.
Vouch
can
for
I
who?
Have, can I have?
No, you cannot. No, Grayson. You cannot. No, you cannot vouch for him. No.
Because all these
no,
people,
Zora,
all
you
these
cannot vouch for him.
Have never met
it's
him.
It's her segment.
I don't have to meet him. I'm watching what he does on the floor when he gets mad. He loses his mind. He did a Quay Walker, pushing a guy who a doctor who's trying to help somebody. Just because you get mad doesn't give you the right to do stuff. You're a little like a little 2-year-old. He's a 2-year-old. Control your temper, bro.
I've tried.
I agree.
Zora.
He had some stuff in college. I've seen some stuff
in the NBA. I've seen it. And
but
he just did it.
But he's been much better.
He just did it.
Who was it with Chicago?
He gave an elbow shiver to DeRozan, which was unnecessary.
No, he got pushed.
He didn't get pushed that bad, Zora. I'm sorry.
Even after
he had like three steps to stumble, and if you try to catch yourself, you do it with your hands open. You don't lead with an elbow if you're trying to catch yourself when you get pushed and are tripping. Sorry, Zora.
Even after the game, DeMar DeRozan says, I wasn't even mad until I looked and saw it was great.
Correct, because he knows when he saw who it was, he knows he did it on purpose.
That means it wasn't even, he knew it wasn't intentional.
It's not, no. When he saw the guy, that's why he was mad, because he knew then it was intentional.
Good luck, Zora.
He knew the bump wasn't that hard and wasn't that vicious.
What road did we go down?
But he said when he saw who it was, he knew what that guy's reputation, his intention to do it on purpose. That's all I'm saying. But right, we're on the wrong road right now. The road is Zora's going to be a head coach.
The road is do I fulfill my responsibility if I call the general manager of the Bucks before Zora's on next week and say that
she should be the head coach.
Yeah, and that I think she might be interested if the offer was made.
But here's the only problem with that. Who's the head coach now?
I don't know. No one else. You told
Payson Allen.
You're disrespecting that person.
Yes, I am, but I'm not saying now. I'm saying in the future.
What is going on?
I'm just saying.
In the future.
Whoever's the coach now, you're disrespecting him.
No, I'm not saying replace now. I'm saying in the future, at some point in time, if it's available. I'm not doing anything disrespectful.
Okay, so, you're not saying put her in now?
No, of course not. I would never do that.
Next time you're considering a coach, consider Zora.
Correct.
All right, I'll accept that.
And other teams in the G League that might need someone.
I'll accept that.
Should consider Zora.
No, we want to keep her here. We don't want to give her away now.
Oh, all right. I won't say that then. I just want to make sure I do my job.
This is off the rails. You don't know that?
Yes.
Like,
it's meant to be off the rails.
Zora, is this the first time? Of course it's off the rails.
Hold on. You know why it's off the rails, Zora?
Why?
You would be that good.
Because Homer's off the rails, Zora. That's why.
You would be that good. All right. It's over now. She doesn't know what to say. Thanks, Zora.
I don't.
You're not supposed to.
She heard your crappy rap. That's what stunned her.
She can hear it again in the next few minutes.
Add some sauce.
Is she going to listen?
Add a whole bunch of sauce.
I got no barbecue sauce.
What, you got a case of sauce?
Hold on.
You need a case of it.
Listen, Wisconsin On Demand, in the next half hour, you'll hear it again. I don't know.
This time with the music.
Fine.
See if we can keep up with the beat.
Thanks, Zora. Probably not. Next.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, you do. Bye. Next.
And Tony.
And where did Zora Stevenson play college basketball?
Elon.
Yep. Rich McGeorge of the Packers played there years ago. Do you know what record she holds? 3-point percentage.
Oh, okay.
In 2011, 2012, what do you think she shot?
41%.
42.3%. I would think you need to do better than that. 42% shouldn't be a school record. Come on.
Well, it is. Don't try to take her record, buddy.
I'm not. She has the record.
I don't know. You're like dismissing it.
A little bit.
I'm going to make sure I mention that when she comes on Pebble.
Feel free.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.com.